Good morning. We're continuing Chayav and Chalal Chav Tavid, and we're learning Siman Yud. And Bracha Gimel Nikreis Kedushas. Kedushas Hashem, Shiatzal Kedush. So the third Bracha is called Kedushas Hashem. The first one is called Ovis. Second one is called Gevuras. The third one is called Kedushas Hashem. And we talk about that the Bracha is Kedush and that Tvila. V'chosim Akel HaKadosh, the correct Chasima is Akel HaKadosh. If a person during the rest of the year, instead of saying Akel HaKadosh, said HaMelech HaKadosh, like we use during the Yomim Neroyim, the Seshem Yeshuvah, but yeah, but he'd be Yotzei, he does not need to go back. However, during those 10 days that you have to say, you say Misayim HaMelech HaKadosh, we change the Nusach of the Tefillah from Akel HaKadosh to Melech HaKadosh. Vim Tov B'Sayim Akel HaKadosh. If mistakenly the person said the wrong, but Chasim HaZad Akel HaKadosh, Sim Nisker B'Tech Ledibur B'Amar HaMelech HaKadosh is Yotzeh. We corrected himself Tech Ledibur, his Yotzeh, by correcting himself in Zayim HaMelech HaKadosh. Mishurur points out, if however he started the next bracha already, Then it's too late to correct himself. See, even though a person has the time of Tech Ledibur, which is 1.3 seconds, to correct himself, but if he starts the next bracha, which is possible, a person could say a few words in that time. So he says a Tochir Nein, that's less than a second. He realizes his mistake, and he says, HaMelech HaKadosh. So it's too late. Ready to start the next bracha. Vim lav, if a person did not correct himself, Tech Ledibur, Sarach Lach, so the Rosh Hatfila has to start Shemin Esrei again, over again. When you start Shemin Esrei again, you do not say Hashem Sazai Tiftoch. You start immediately from Baruch Ato Hashem. Vuodan ima supiku imamar, if a person is not sure if he said it correctly, so the Rosh Hatfila has to go back to the beginning of Shemin Esrei. Ben Shach Kan Zekana Hanal Shayyamer Tzadi Pamim. The suggestion which we gave before of getting your tongue used to saying it 90 times will not work over here. Keich Yomer Habrocha, because you have to say it, to get your tongue used to it, you have to say it in the way you would say it in Shemin Esrei. You would say Shemin Esrei Brocha Torah, and you would say Hashem's name, HaMelech HaKadosh. So train yourself to say, after you say Hashem's name, this HaMelech HaKadosh 90 times. Well, you can't practice because it's a Baruch Levatola. So the only way you can say it is in Shemin Esrei, which is not going to be enough times to be Margol your Lashon. Mishibur points out that during Yom HaNeroyim itself, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which we have this long paragraph of Uchentein Patucho, so that if a person knows that he said Uchentein Patucho, he said the paragraph, since already the whole Nusach is different than what he's used to saying, we have a right to believe that he said HaMelech HaKadosh correctly, which is the Chasima of that paragraph, those paragraphs. So when you're saying your regular paragraph that you usually say, we have to assume you said it the way you used to, and you said you did not say HaMelech HaKadosh, you said HaKel HaKadosh. But when you say Uchentein Patucho, anyway, you're stepping out of your regular, so you know for sure that you said that. If a person was supik anyway, if he said the HaKel HaKadosh or HaMelech HaKadosh, but once he said all of the paragraphs correctly, he's not saying his standard Nusach, so we assume he said HaMelech HaKadosh correctly. But during the weekdays or our Shabbos, where you don't have that, we assume he said it incorrectly. Now the last part over here of the Chayotim says the din, I'm not going to read it inside. We don't paskin like that. Mishmur does not paskin like this. That there's a loch by Rosh Chodesh that if a person forgot Yalav Yalav by Maariv, since Bezim would never be Mekadosh the Chodesh B'Laila, so Maariv by Rosh Chodesh never really was Rosh Chodesh. It always only became Rosh Chodesh the next day when Bezim would be Mekadosh the Chodesh. So Rabbi Mar, if a person forgot Yalav Yalav, he doesn't go back. So he wants to suggest the same thing that would be true by the night of Rosh Hashanah, since Rosh Hashanah is totally on Kiddush HaChodesh, the night which they can't be Mekadosh HaChodesh, so a night timer for a person said Hakel HaKodesh instead of Melech HaKodesh, but he have it, he'd be Yotze. Now that's the argument. The Mishnah Berurah disagrees with it. It's Siman Tov Kuf Pei Beis and argues back, so then you should not be davening tefillah of the week of Yom Tov. As much as you're saying it's not Yom Tov, because they weren't Mekadosh HaKodesh yet, you should daven tefillah of Shachal. So there is one suggestion that's actually what this Shita suggests. In the case of a person by mistake said Hakel HaKodesh instead of Melech HaKodesh, he should continue with the tefillah of the Chol instead of the tefillah of Yom Tov. Maybe that's what he means, but obviously we don't pass like this. We pass on that a person says Hakel HaKodesh, even the first night of Rosh Hashanah, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Have a good day.